Cassettes and Chocolate Milk Electro Podcast 18 begins with a song that receives no undue obsession, She Wolf by Shakira. And as if it wasn't awkward enough to fall in love with a pop song and a Shakira song no less, She Wolf was co-written by the lead singer of The Bravery, Sam Endicott. Yes, The Bravery. Awkward, awkward. Today's show capitalizes upon electronic pop that is very sweet to the taste. Again, it's awkward in light of the rough and tumble of podcast number 17, which showcased brave punk obscurities from the late 70s and early 1980s. This song by Frank Music duly represents the glitchy bastardization of punk. When You're Around samples Golden Brown by The Stranglers, and yes, the premise sounds awkward, but just give it a listen.
I'm not comprehend that we can be fine to the end of the line, for we're never down when we're both around.
All over town, strictly bitch, you don't play around. Cover much ground, got game by the town. Getting paid is a forte, each and every day to play away. I can't get her out of my mind, I think about the girl all the time. East side to the west side, pushing fat rides, it's no surprise. She got tricks in the stash, stacking up the cash fast when it comes to the gas. By no means average, as always she's got to have it. Baby, you're a perfect 10, I wanna get in. Can I get down so I can win? I like the way you work, yeah, I got to bag it up. I like the way you work, yeah, got to bag it up. I like the way you work, yeah, got to bag it up. I like the way you work, yeah, I got to bag it up.
She's got class and style, street knowledge by the pound. Baby never act wild, very low key on the profile. Catching villains is a no, let me tell you how it goes. Curves the word, spins the verb, love as it curves, so freak what you heard. Rolling with a fatness, you don't even know what the half is. You've got to pay, just for shorty bang bang to look your way. I like the way you're working, drum tight all day, every day. You're blowing my mind, maybe in time, baby I can get you in my ride.
I like the way you work, yeah, I got to bag it up. I like the way you work, yeah, got to bag it up. I like the way you work, yeah, got to bag it up. I like the way you work, yeah, I got to bag it up.
Recorded for the covers compilation Radio 1 Established 1967, that was the Claxons cover of No Diggity, originally recorded by Blackstreet. For something a little more dour, this is Freddie and the Trojan Horse from the Radio Department. This is from the EP of the same name, released in May 2008. It's unfortunate that many Radio Department fans and music lovers alike have been waiting years and years for a follow-up to their 2006 album Pet Grief. However, it's anticipated that their elusive album, Clinging to a Scheme, will be released sometime in 2010.
Mm-hmm.
From the rather popular indie compilation Dark Was the Night, that was Tightrope from Brooklyn-based group Yesaya. It's a song so full of consequence, although it's not overflowing on lyrical content. To me, it seems so exasperated and full of regret. I kept listening to it on repeat during the Christmas period. Devastating stuff. This is a song that has received an awful lot of attention in these parts, but for an entirely different reason altogether. A friend from work emphatically insisted that I would love this song for the simple reason that it sounded exactly like Ace of Base, and how true that statement was. Featuring on her acclaimed reworking, The Fame Monster, this is Alejandro by Lady Gaga.
I know that we are young, and I know that you may love me, but I just can't be with you like this anymore, Alejandro.
Jump.
That was Hypnotized, a demo that would later become Hear Me Calling from Ace of Base's first album, Happy Nation. Quite coincidentally, the US version of Happy Nation would be the first CD I'd ever purchase way back in 94. Good times. I'm going to leave you wonderful folk with a rather beautiful cover of It's a Sin by Theoretical Girl, originally written and recorded by the Pet Shop Boys for their 1987 album Actually. Theoretical Girl included It's a Sin in her recent advent calendar. On each December day leading up to Christmas, she posted many a demo and beautiful cover on her bloggy, theoreticalgirl.blogspot.com, and to my knowledge, they're still available for streaming, so I advise you go there after you listen to this show. Anyway, thanks again for listening to Cassettes and Chocolate Milk, and come back soon for another podcast. See you!
I didn't care, and I still don't understand.